The Truth News Network. You like it straight and can't find that anywhere? Rest easy. Always get the straight shot and always get the truth from the Truth News Network. Here with today's Truth Chapter is Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Truth News Network, another chapter, and a very important chapter it is today. The following was posted here at truthnewsnet.org on July 22nd of 2018 regarding the phenomenon in today's news and intelligence called Q, or QAnon. Please read this again to begin this conversation, and I'm going to share it with you here on the podcast. In keeping with our promise to always provide the opinions of others who may be different from ours, today we introduce you to Q, sometimes called QAnon or QAnonymous. But before you watch this video, you need to understand some things. QAnon's identity is unknown. Whoever QAnon is, whether a person or a group of people, apparently has access to much information regarding U.S. government and political extremely sensitive information. Some claim that QAnon is an inside military intelligence group. Others say QAnon is a former CIA operative. Whoever QAnon is, Time Magazine included QAnon on the list of 25 most influential people on the internet. Heads are turning. QAnon shares via internet posts many questions, predictions, and conclusions about political persons and events. Many of those predictions have been shown to be true, with others still pending. QAnon alerted all to the now approximate 65,000-plus federal sealed indictments that have all been issued since late October of 2017. Every federal district court in the U.S. has issued at least one of those sealed indictments. By way of comparison, in U.S. history, the most sealed federal indictments issued during any calendar year is less than 3,000 before the last year. Heads are turning. A couple of questions come to mind when discussing this topic. Is this Q really real? Yet alone, is it a person or several persons? If he is, where does he or where do they get their information? Why doesn't the mainstream media even talk about Q? Since they do not, on the most part, does that mean the information Q puts out is not real or not true? I'm right there with you, folks. But in the last few years, I have learned an important lesson about the media. Today's media is not the media of the 60s and 70s and 80s and even the 90s. If you question how I know that, reference the nonstop coverage of the President George H.W. Bush funeral and ancillary events. I was shocked to watch network anchors continually make fun of President Trump, even when the grandson of President George H.W. Bush had just completed a eulogy for his grandfather. Nothing matters to 95% of this media other than garnering approval from their fawning public. And for many reasons, the American public in large part have simply determined that the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, NBC News, CBS News, ABC News, and CNBC are the sources they will continually turn to for news in sound bites. And their news is no longer just facts. Their interpretive narrative is painted as truth. And in large part, it is not. It is simply their narrative. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Americans have discovered Q and are simply listening to what is being said as a perspective. I personally shudder to think any of what is coming from Q could possibly be true. But since July 22nd of 2018, the date I first introduced you to Q here at truthnewsnet.org, much of what has been given to us has materialized as fact or has been confirmed in other news sources. And nothing published by Q has not been found to be true. That tends to turn heads. that tends to make one listen. And listen, we will. At truthnewsnet.org, we never tell you what to think. We simply give you the truth to think about. To that end, here's another message from Q. Please take a listen to this podcast version of Chapter 2 from Q. At its completion, we'll chat in our summary.
Something is going on. Some of us see it. Some of us feel it. It's time to expand your thinking. You will need to reset everything you thought you knew about the world, about the people you trust, about history, about yourself. Let me tell you a story. For a very long time, our world has been under the growing influence of a vast transgenerational criminal mafia that was able to rise up to the highest levels of power. We didn't know because they talked and acted just like you and me. We thought we could recognize true criminals by their words and actions, but were deceived by their sophisticated speech, wealth, education, beauty, and power. Through a system of threats, blackmail, and bribery, they would come to occupy the highest levels of power in government, corporations, and education. You may know them as the Deep State, or Cabal. Most dangerously of all, they achieved almost total influence over the media, their primary means of controlling the good people of the world who were just trying to get on with living. They used this power to slowly convince us that we were the problem, that we were a threat to each other. They used race, gender, and religion to set us apart, and rewrote history to validate these false claims. They funded both sides of wars just to crush our potential to prosper and succeed as a peace-loving and creative force of good for the world. Now, with their firm grasp on the media, we drank in their entertainment and lies as they began their final phase, the total takedown of America. We were the brightest remaining beacon of freedom and humanity's last hope. They knew that if they could take America, the rest of the world would follow. They cut deals that led us to hand over total control of the money system to a private central bank, the Federal Reserve. This made it possible to influence Washington, D.C., and most of our presidents since then were beholden to the criminals in one way or another. Things took a really bad turn when they concentrated vast power into the hands of the many civilian intelligence agencies throughout the world. They said they were there to protect us. Instead, these agencies were catastrophically weaponized to boost drug and human trafficking cartels, assassinate political opponents, undermine the military, and change regimes of foreign governments who did not want to adopt the centralized system of money control. You might think they would choose simply to remain in the shadows running their criminal activities while we carried on with our lives. But as long as there was freedom for the people to prosper, the cabal were always at risk of being discovered and shut down. There was no way to continue without a plan to eliminate all threats to their survival, even if it meant imposing a single world government under their jurisdiction, where no national identity, police force, or military could stop them. They called it globalism. Exploiting our emotions and our instincts of compassion, they found a way to justify dismantling cultures, borders, and national identity under the guise of social justice, creating false narratives of racism, colonialism, and capitalism to destabilize and ultimately collapse societies so they were no longer secure enough to reject this dark plan for the world. Where there was no history to distort, they would use wars to force a catastrophic mass migration of peoples across borders to destabilize and weaken cultural identity. When we didn't accept this, they called us intolerant and shamed us into silence. By 2008, America was in advanced stages of economic decline, with disastrous trade deals leading to widespread loss of jobs and a devastating financial crisis. The cabal had now absorbed another extensive criminal empire that was aligned with a twisted and radical form of Islam. Realizing the competition could threaten their goals, they decided to cooperate and agree to mutual terms. Now a hostile foreign enemy was able to insert a subordinate into the U.S. political system who would become the president. Saudi Prince Al-Walid bin Talal funded Obama's Harvard education and took power by proxy, picking his entire cabinet while buying vast quantities of control in our largest media companies. The Western faction of the cabal was different. It was another kind of sick altogether. A dark and deeply sinister death cult with a strong reliance on symbolism and numerology, with levels of cruelty unimaginable to all right-thinking people. The reach and scale the secret society had achieved would have sent destabilizing shockwaves across the world were it ever to be publicly exposed. They were highly skilled at living just below the surface as they worked their way into the United States presidency. With both factions of the global mafia now in control, are you ready to hear what they had planned? Make sure you're sitting down. They installed rogue operators in government. They open back doors to leak highly classified military intel and top secret special access programs. They cut military funding and weaken the command of generals with irrational new rules of engagement. They work to dismantle NASA and end our supremacy in space. They infiltrated and exposed defensive military intelligence programs that reduced our ability to detect foreign and domestic threats. They used our trusted agencies to target and weaken political opponents. They relaxed our borders and enabled passage of millions of illegals and violent criminal gangs. They moved money to fund global terrorism, resulting in groups like ISIS moving to capture vast territories throughout the world. In 2016, the Cabal Alliance had hoped to retain power. If you are not yet chilled to the bone by the picture that is forming about their intentions for us all, let me tell you what was to come next. Through international climate change scams, they would have siphoned trillions of remaining wealth, eliminate the last good guys in government, and withdraw total funding from the US military, handing over the responsibility of our defense to the United Nations. They would revise the Constitution to weaken our ability to fight back, ban the sale of firearms to eliminate our self-defense, insert their people into the Supreme Court, remove the Electoral College system to neuter our voting power, and totally eliminate alternative media to shield them from exposure. They instigated a covert deal to move large quantities of our uranium to their captured states in North Korea and Iran to build up a nuclear arsenal that would threaten the world. For this, they blamed Russia, a growing force of opposition to their ambitions of global control. By casting Putin as an enemy and blaming him for this illegal uranium deal, they had planned a devastating nuclear world war between America and Russia that would have exhausted the last two remaining pillars of freedom for the world, accelerating the horrific endgame that had become inevitable. This cabal miraculously lost power in 2016 when a brave operation, led by a US military alliance and their global partners, were able to return power legitimately over to the light. They had a plan of their very own, one that was many decades in the making. With Donald Trump selected for the role of president, the people of America were slowly awakened to the reality of the world they live in. With so much hidden and lied about in the media channels we had come to trust for our news and entertainment, this alliance of good set into motion a sophisticated strategy of dismantling the vast network of corruption that had almost completely overcome every level of government, industry, and the legal system. They knew they had to follow the laws of the land as they were originally intended. Otherwise, they themselves would be delegitimized, even though they were just trying to free us from the silent stranglehold of tyranny that we had come to accept as normal. The panicking deep state used any remaining power they had left to try and save themselves. Each day for 2 years was a careful and meticulously planned balancing act between public perception and the job that needed to be done. Moving too fast would shock and scare a sleeping public still living in the prison of the mind that was created for them. But after all this, it appears now that not only are we winning, but we have won. The trajectory of this great storm is now radiantly clear. Now we look forward to a new future, thanks to the brave patriots who risked everything to save our world. This time for good. There is not a person alive who has experienced what a world without this darkness could be like. A world of free energy that was kept from us to force our dependency on their fossil fuel monopolies. Abolishment of income tax that was illegally imposed to pay back interest on loans taken from the cabal banking system. Released cures for our most deadly diseases. Unleashed space technologies to open frontiers we never dreamed possible. New technologies creating millions of jobs and yielding a global human renaissance the likes of which we have never seen. Fellow Americans and citizens of the world, now it is our turn to shine. Wherever we are, we will become the plan when we choose to reject what they called globalism. We recognize the words they use to bend us to their will, and we say no more. It's time to turn off the media, follow your instincts, trust yourself, and be the plan. May God bless America and the world.
Can you say why America is the greatest country in the world?
Diversity and opportunity.
Freedom and freedom. So let's keep it that way.
Well, the New York Jets.
What makes America the greatest country in the world?
Well, Lewis and Sharon said it. Diversity and opportunity and freedom and freedom.
I'm not letting you go back to the airport without answering the question.
Well, our Constitution is a masterpiece. James Madison was a genius. The Declaration of Independence is, for me, the single greatest piece of American writing.
You don't look satisfied.
Why is America
not the greatest country in the world, Professor? That's my answer.
And there you have it. Chapter 2 at truthnewsnet.org of Q, Q Anonymous. You know, there are so many things happening every day, especially in American politics, that cannot be reasonably explained. There are far too many things that do not have reasonable or realistic explanations. It seems to this reasonable journalist that something or some things are going on in the shadows that are instigating those unexplainable things. Is this a new instigator of world events on a world stage? Or is this something that has been going on in the shadows and we just did not see them or hear about them? Maybe we didn't want to see or hear about them. I'm beginning to think the latter is more believable than the first. We had Walter Cronkite, Roger Mudd, Harry Reasoner, Mike Wallace, and Peter Jennings for those decades of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. It is true we did not have satellite television, the internet, Facebook, or Twitter, but those guys brought us the news, didn't they? Or did they? To believe that back then the news was really the truth in news would mean everything that is being uncovered today just began to happen. But it is difficult to believe that all of the obvious corruption, the lies, the deceit, misrepresentations, cover-ups, and even murders just began to happen a few years ago. Is it not more realistic to accept that all those things, although maybe to a lesser degree, were going on all along and we just didn't know about them? Does it not make more sense today to believe that Cronkite and company knew about all or much of these things, but did not report on them for the purpose of making certain the American public was in the dark about them? Enter the internet, satellite television, and talk radio. No matter what others think, this journalist is pretty certain that Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, Breitbart News, and the host of other conservative journalists did not and do not have daily conference calls early each morning to discuss the conservative conspiracy stories of the day. It is far more realistic to believe that evil has been and is alive in America that is simply being uncovered for the first time in our lifetime. I am certain what has begun to be exposed almost daily has been there, maybe just bubbling right underneath the surface for a long time, but has been being disguised, hidden, and maybe even kept secret so Americans will not go crazy when seeing and hearing the truth about the garbage that has been buried in Washington, D.C. by those who took an oath to serve and protect us. Here's the bottom line, folks. We don't really know. And we have two choices. One is to continue walking down a road, ignoring the road signs posted in front of us as we go about our merry way. Or two, we can listen, we can watch, we can dig into those things we see and hear, and then make educated decisions about truth and armed with all the possible answers. At Truth News Net, I don't think there's even an option there. We are virtually certain there is much going on we purposely do not see, and therefore we do not understand. That is not because we are stupid or blind or uncaring. And if it is because we do not want to learn the truth, we probably should not look at videos or listen to audio versions of such videos. Why? Because all they will do is scare us. But if we live like our parents taught us to live, we should push through the shadows and the darkness of unknown certainties that are right in front of us. We, with facts, will be able to investigate, discern what things are really going on, and what to do about them. I promise you that I am not sure about Q. I promise you that Q asks questions that I don't have answers for. But I promise you this, I am committed to seeking for answers to all those things and others that I do not know now and I do not understand. I owe that to my family and my friends, and I certainly owe it to you. Now, we may disagree on the probabilities I deduce and share from time to time. Some have disagreed with me on things and positions we've taken here at truthnewsnet.org. We may disagree on hypotheticals that come up in our continued search for the truth. But for certain, we will look at all the possibilities we together can garner to get the answers to the toughest questions in our lives. Not knowing answers does not mean one is stupid. But not knowing answers and having the sources to find those answers, but then doing nothing to find them, means one is stupid. And there is no stupid here. Wow. A different TruthNewsNet.org chapter today, but one that I think is very critical for all of us that seek the truth. And I know you do. Thank you for joining us today. We appreciate you taking this journey with us and going along with us as we find answers. Have a great day. We'll be back soon at truthnewsnet.org. So long, everyone.
Your source of truth in a chaotic world. 24/7, online, on your devices. TNN, the Truth News Network. TruthNewsNet.org.